This episode brought to you by Correlation and BankJoy. On the show today, we have QCash Financial's very own Denise Wymore and Correlation's Dan Marquez talking about the CU De Novo Collective and effort to create new credit unions, because we all know about the consolidation that's going on in our industry. So now there needs to be a new effort to create new credit unions. And Denise and Dan are here to tell you all about it. Glad to have you all here today. Oh, I'm getting my Southern stuff going. I'm glad to have you all here today. So, but anyway, hey, we're talking about the CU De Novo Collective, of which you had just announced recently, Denise. But I want to start out with you, Dan, this De Novo support group. What's it all about? And then we'll dive into the collective with you, Denise. So, Dan, I'm going to let you go first.
Yeah, thank
you. What's it all about? What's going on here?
Yeah. Thank you for having us today and sharing this important message. And
happy to help.
You know, the support groups, actually, I think it was an idea that kind of spawned in various generations, right? There's so many people that have had the idea that, we need to start new credit unions, we need to get resources together. But a group of folks just in the industry, maybe back in January, we started meeting regularly, just a whole hodgepodge of folks. And then along the journey, a lot of folks were like, you got to talk to Denise Wymore. You need to talk to Denise Wymore. Denise is leading this effort on De Novos. And some of us over here, you know, we're like, had this concept, right? We wanted to start new credit unions, but what do we do? Where do we take this to the next level? And a mutual friend of Denise and I's, well, all of ours, Juan Fernandez, reached out and was like, hey, we're going to have an unscripted, like, I'm going to have you and Denise on there. And Denise and I in a chat, I was like, hey, we need to talk. And so we were regularly having these biweekly meetings, just started out as Nirvana group and, you know, getting the concept of Nirvana going. And then we had some mutual friends with HBCU Digital. And so we kind of were like, hey, let's pair up, let's start meeting, kind of see where we are along the journey. But we had sprinkles of folks that weren't necessarily attached to each of those individual projects. And so the idea of Nirvana kind of halted as far as like, hey, this isn't going to be exclusive to Nirvana. We've got some other folks, like, this is a bigger picture. Denise and I got on the phone, and Denise came to her first one. And we were all kind of like, okay, what direction do we go? And Denise had this lovely vision and idea of this concept of a collective. And it's really where we are today.
Oh, nice segue, Dan. Right to you, Denise. Let's talk about the collective. So what is the CU De Novo Collective? What's the mission here?
Yeah, so first of all, I have to tell you how I became obsessed with De Novos. A couple of years ago at the Underground in Vegas with Money 2020, Sue Mitchell asked me to moderate a conversation between Randy Carnes, you know, now retired CEO of CU Answers, and Sarah Snell Cook. Mm-hmm. And when I opened up the session and Randy spoke, he said, in any industry, when there are no new entrants and there was a massive consolidation of the existing, that signals the beginning of the end of that industry. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's true. And there's this pause. And he said, that's what's happening to credit unions. And I had no idea. I mean, I knew about the mergers. You see that every single day, but I didn't know that new credit unions had all but just stopped forming. For the last 2 years, I kind of made it my mission to go out there and interview. I interviewed people who tried and failed, people who tried and bailed. Clean Energy, one of the ones that actually got it. I learned where the roadblocks were. And at the end of the day, Mike, here was a problem. Nobody owns it anymore. CUNA doesn't do it. NCUA's job isn't to start new credit unions. It's to approve charters. Right. State trade associations aren't doing it. I reached out to Filene. I reached out to credit union development educators. I talked to Lucy Ito at NASCUS. It's nobody's job, right? Wow. And so it's like the entire movement has said, we're done. What's left is left. We're going to continue to merge. Everybody talks about the numbers, you know, what it's going to be like. And I guess where I get frustrated is that we don't have a plan. Everybody talks about, you know, credit unions are merging and pretty soon we'll have blah, blah, blah. And we don't have a plan. It's like everybody's just watching it fall off a cliff and letting it fall off the cliff. So my mantra for the last couple of years has been, credit unions are not going down on my watch. Then I met this support group of passionate people who felt the same way. And what was it, about a month ago, Dan, we had this aha in our meeting. where we said, you know what, we need a clubhouse. We need to build a clubhouse. We need to stop being a support group and we need to be something in action. And so we decided we need a website, just a basic website. Sure. And Stu Mitchell had just invited me to talk about the De Novo group at the Underground November 8th in Las Vegas again. So I'm feeling like, ooh, we're going full circle. This is so cool. So I had just purchased the URL, CU De Novo Collective, no kidding, when Brian Ringer from Ideas Incorporated, he had both interviewed Dan and I separately for his Credit Union Big Ideas podcast. And of course, we talked about De Novos. So out of the blue, Brian emails and says, how can we help? How can we help? And if you know Ideas Incorporated, they build beautiful websites for credit unions. They do branding. And so I just put it out there. I said, Brian, we need a clubhouse. We need a website. We need a logo. We need a brand. We need a purpose statement. And by the way, can we get it in 2 weeks?
Oh, by the way.
I mean, we just put it out there, right? We just put it out there. Mm-hmm. And they did it in 12 days. And it was absolutely a barn raising and a gift. And they did it for free.
Yeah, the site's really good. It's a good looking site. So
you got it is world class. It is absolutely world class.
Yeah.
So we had a clubhouse to launch and we launched it on November 8th. And it's been overwhelming response. There's also been some naysayers.
I'm sure you're never going to please everybody. So that's impossible. So, but my hope as both of you guys are talking, I'm thinking about what's different today than times were back, I guess, in the 70s and the 80s when new credit unions were being formed, or even in the 60s, I guess. I don't know. But what's different today as opposed to then? Why were so many credit unions created during those times as opposed to now? Is it what you said, Denise? Like, okay, we're done. Okay, these are the numbers that we're going to live with and let's move on. So,
well, you know, historically, what really happened was NCUA insurance, you know, and kind of the fact that you don't have to be federally insured. Let me look back up. You know, credit unions in the early days, you read all the stories. You love these stories about, you know, six teachers who pulled their money together in a cigar box and a desk drawer or somebody's kitchen table. Yeah. And there was no, you know, there was no insurance back then. And so it was truly built on trust.
Okay.
There wasn't technology, you know, it was a simpler time for sure. But the one thing that hasn't changed is that common bond and the groups of people that want to work together with the financial cooperative model that are saying we are better together. We understand each other's needs. We want to form our own credit union. And there is no shortage of those people today, Mike. But the process is very difficult.
Yeah.
And there are no resources and it's no one's job. And so that really became the purpose of the CU De Novo Collective, was to gather the resources, and they're coming in. And we have been working closely with the NCUA. I know you probably covered when Kyle and Rodney said at the GAC, they were committed to making the process easier. We've been talking with Martha at the NCUA. They truly are committed to making the process easier, which is huge news for us.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Dan, I'm coming to you with the devil's advocate question. So, and Denise, I mentioned that there's naysayers out there. So what do you say to those who think the industry doesn't need 15,000 or 20,000 credit unions that we used to have out there? Maybe 4,000 is a good number. Maybe 3,500 is a good number. Because I mean, a lot of folks out there are saying, hey, you know what? The credit union membership, that's growing. The assets are growing. It's a healthy industry. Why rock the boat? So, I mean, again, devil's advocate questions for you. So what do you say to those, or what's that side of the coin say?
You know, this is probably my favorite question, because I think as a natural disruptor, like through my whole life, it's asking that question, but it's also tiptoeing that line. Yeah. And, you know, this is, like I said, this is no new concept of an idea that I first had it when I left crashing the GAC in 2017. And there were all these stories of crashers that left the GAC and were like, hey, we put our pieces together of why we were in DC and we need more of those. And, you know, kind of to what you were asking earlier too, is like why we need more credit unions now is society and the economy has changed. And it's not, you know, 2020 shook us and it's not going to go back to the way things were prior to 2020. And I think that there's more and more individuals, like Denise said, that common bond is out there. And there is an opportunity for existing credit unions, and there has been for decades, mm-hmm. to do intentional branding and marketing and relationship building with communities as they've gotten larger to community size scale that they're serving. But, you know, we see this need of individuals who are still not being served.
Right.
You know, some things that I kind of thought about the other day was, you know, the average age of a credit union member is 46, 47, right? So it might be safe to say that the average member of these credit unions that we're serving might be of, you know, a middle class, middle age stature. You know, what are we doing to market and retain these younger individuals who mm-hmm. are so quick to fintech, who don't care about these big banks sometimes, you know, for mm-hmm. the damage that they're doing? You know, so really this concept in my mind, to answer that question of why, how could this benefit us? It can benefit us to fulfill our mission as a credit union movement to truly serve people who are historically invisible and truly advocate for them on a national level that gets them to a point of prosperity instead of, you know, what we've experienced throughout the pandemic and, you know, seeing social unrest that has happened throughout our country. We learn so much that credit unions are a symbol and a model of democracy. And I think that that's the opportunity, is to reignite our grassroots effort and show our nation that there is trust in democracy, and we can do that through financial cooperatives.
Agreed. And as an example, I interviewed Tom O'Shea and Nancy Iden yesterday of the First Step Alliance. And your name came up, Denise, when we were talking. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm interviewing her tomorrow. How coincidental is, because they're trying to start a new charter with folks who have been recently released from prison. They've served their time. They want to get back into mainstream society. They want to do the right thing, but there's all these hurdles for them financially to get their ducks in a row, so to speak. And so they are putting forth incredible efforts out there to put this together, put something together, and they're talking the NCUA, and they were telling me all the hurdles that they have to go through just to get something talked about, you want to talk to that, Denise, real quick, because of just getting those wheels in motion is even a challenge.
Nancy's group, when you think about what Nancy's accomplished and what she wants to do with financial cooperative, she opened my eyes to the problem of previously incarcerated people. And you know, we're talking felons, people that commit felons, right? I mean, it's not murderers, and it's like, there's a lot of people who go through the prison system. And as you said, they serve their time. And when they come out, she told me, like, for every year they're in there, their FICO score drops by 100 points.
Yep.
You know, they can't get a driver's license. They can't open an account. A lot of times they can't get a job. Mm-hmm. It's like that entire system is so broken to help these people get back into, you know, America to be, you know, successful here. And if we had a financial cooperative, it's the most beautiful model. If you think about it, these people will share resources. They will deposit and do their banking there so that they can help those that need the help. That's the original credit union model. Those that have the means to deposit, they don't make a ton of money on it, but what they know is they're providing the funds for loans for those that need it. That's the credit union model. And I've had so many groups that have come to me and said, you know, I talked to people about it. They want to bring us in as a SEG. They think we're crazy because we want to start our own credit union. We don't want to be a select employee group, right? And to Dan's point, we have our own needs that we feel are not going to be met. We want to truly get back to that original financial cooperative model of people helping people with a very strong common bond, mm-hmm. right? And a friend of mine said it perfectly when he didn't understand what a credit union was. And I explained it to him. He said, oh, it's like borrowing from your friends or family or coworkers, but only in a less awkward way.
It's a little bit more paperwork involved, but other than that, it's
tiny bit, but pretty close.
I like that a lot. And you think there's a trend going on right now, and you guys know more about this than I do, but I've seen out there that there are certain financial institutions that are targeting specific groups. They're targeting specific healthcare. Their healthcare, law profession. There's all sorts of these little financial institutions that are starting to do what credit unions have been doing for 100 years now. So there's a lot of that going on out there already. So this is another I don't know, reason to kind of spur this idea, spur this movement to get this going as well. So, and having said that, Dan, I'm coming back to you on this one. So what can credit unions, leagues, associations, even the NCUA, what do they collectively need to do to get this going again, to get this process? I kind of go back to the future, I guess, you know? I'm trying to get this question out, but I think you know what I mean.
Denise and I have lots of fun conversations about brand, and Denise is a brand guru. I have to take us back to the open your eyes. I think what the credit union movement could do is take a moment and open their eyes to the opportunity of what new credit unions would mean in our movement, not only to the members, because we're not saying that these members have to be only a member of this credit union. I've got four credit unions, right? They could be multiple, be a member in different areas. But I think what we could do is realize that this isn't competition, that we're not trying to take a market share away from these large credit unions or any existing credit union, that we are truly looking to cooperate with these organizations. I personally want to stop the merge. We need to be able to not only create a good vehicle for new credit unions to start and a pathway to get there, but there are so many credit unions that simply merge because there's not a line of succession that's outlined, that there's a person that can take the lead. And so I think what our national orgs, our CUSOs, our leagues could do is connect more with these credit unions and with these entrepreneurs that want to start new credit unions and help strategize so we could get there. I mean, I know it's Denise's favorite cooperative principle is working cooperatively. And I think we could do that.
She's got the number down and everything. My God.
I actually put it in my notes. I said, make sure I bring up the six cooperative principle because, when Matt Davis, when you interviewed us with Six Story, why it was called Six Story, because I'm obsessed with cooperation among cooperatives and everything, the co-op park up in Los Alamos. I mean, I'm living that six cooperative principle and we are better together. And this is the time. And, Mike, it's really sad because a lot of folks that I talked to that were trying to start credit unions, it reached out to like credit union CEOs and in their marketplaces and trying to, get advice or help because, there are no resources, right? And people said things like, why would I want to help you and create more competition? You're crazy. It's impossible. But the one thing I hear from a lot of people is, I'm retiring. It's not going to be my problem. They just kind of don't care. Hmm. And a lot of the mergers that are happening right now involve people retiring without a succession. And a lot of viable credit unions are getting merged right now. I'm just going to say it. It's not a great trend at all. Yes, there are some small credit unions that will not survive. Yes, there are some de novos that might fail. Mm-hmm. That's true. It's absolutely true. But we know that we together can help make this better, that we can start new credit unions. And so our purpose statement is that we are fighting for the future of credit unions, even though we may not be around to see it. And that's kind of our call to action. What can you do, leagues, volunteers, CUSOs, vendors, what can you do? Come to our website, volunteer with resources, mentoring. Capital is the biggest reason that a de novo doesn't get off the ground.
Right.
NCUA likes about $1 million worth of capital, and people have to be able to raise that. Our industry has a lot of money. Our credit unions are sitting on a lot of deposits. Our CUSOs are crazy fantastic and profitable and do such a great job. But here's the thing that Randy said at the end of that. He said, if credit unions disappear, CUSOs will disappear. State trade associations will disappear, right? We're not going to need a CUNA and an AFCU. Things are going to whittle down. Of course, there's no plan.
Yeah. So it's a ripple effect for sure.
Yep. Credit unions disappearing is not good for anyone. So we're fighting for their future, even though we may not be around to see it. And that's our call to action.
Yeah. There's a whole ecosystem that will be affected for sure. And Dan, I liked your term of entrepreneur. And that, and starting a credit union is like obviously starting a business. So, yeah. And this is what, you know, what America was built on, you know, is that entrepreneurial spirit. And, you know, NACUSO, like you said, Denise, was just, you know, last week. And that, I love that conference because it's such a, has a, such a really cool entrepreneurial spirit about it. And you go there and it has just, it's just got a cool energy about it. So, I mean, that's just, I love that type of feeling. And why not? Why can't we create new credit unions? Because there's certainly a great opportunity. I mean, you got the U.S. Postal Service, for crying out loud, trying to kind of nose into our business. Are you kidding me?
Thank you.
Come on, deliver the mail. You guys are good at that. Stick with that, all right? Let us do the financial stuff. Just my opinion, my humble opinion. Oh, my goodness. Hey, guys, I'm going to let you go. But Denise, where can folks go to see this beautiful website that you guys have created?
Yeah, that Ideas Incorporated created in 12 days. They wanted me to tell people, though, that don't expect that as a normal reading for all creating websites. But it's the cudenovocollective.org. Okay. And there is a place where you can go in there and volunteer. We've already, just since launching it at NACUSO, we've already had seven people, wonderfully talented people, that have stepped up to volunteer. We've had an overwhelming response.
Good for you.
And this is phase one of the website. We're going to build it out where we actually have resources, shared documents. We're going to have, we have several CUSOs that want to give free or discounted services to de novos. So we are going to be the place, the resource center for de novos to go to work together to get a charter.
Love it. Love it. All right. Well, anything else to wrap up, Dan? Anything else? Any final thoughts on this?
Yeah. You know, I would totally be remiss if I didn't touch on our support groups that we're still meeting biweekly. Our credit unions right now that are really in motion, to definitely keep an eye out, and you'll see it on the website. Nirvana, serving LGBTQ+ and sex workers industry, HBCU Digital, historically Black colleges and universities, working with Nancy Eaton, with Returning Citizens Cooperative, Village Financial up in Minnesota. They are almost there, and as well as the George Washington University students. So that's who's kind of been around on our calls. So they're not exclusive. Like Denise said, definitely head out to our website, throw in you know, your area of interest, and we'd love to chat more.
All right. But that's where we want de novos to register, because I heard about Portland firefighters in Portland, Oregon are wanting to start. And so we're asking them to register on our website so that we can raise awareness. There's no shortage of people that are tossing around this idea right now. So we want to encourage them to go register there.
All right. Well, we'll help get the message out there for you. And if, especially since there's no shortage of people out there wanting to do this type of stuff. So let's get the message out there and get that, get the momentum, keep that momentum going for you guys. So this is exciting. I like this. This is a great way to go into 2022. So I'm really excited about this. All right. If you can't tell. All right, guys, I'll let you get back to work, but appreciate your time. And this is a fantastic, fantastic project you guys have going, for lack of better terminology, or movement, however you want to call it. This is really cool. So yeah. Look forward to an update. Maybe we'll revisit again in 6 months and see where you guys are. It'd be fun.
Cool.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Mike. You are-